download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
And we are back, and we want to make sure we wish those who celebrate Hanukkah, second night, happy Hanukkah to folks who do celebrate.
Happy Hanukkah, Deanna.
And also recognize, today is a Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, yes. A day that we came under attack.
We'll live in infamy.
That's correct. Mm. We remember those who fought and died in that skirmish, that battle that took place right here in our soil in Hawaii. And also just want to kind of, while we're kind of talking about holidays and events, as I open up the show, I had made mention about the importance of remembering what, you know, some of us are fortunate to have enough, but that there are those out there who do not have enough. And somebody who's always out there working for the folks, especially in the Pembroke area, one of our sponsors, Peter Brown, Tiny and Sons.
Hello, Kevin.
Hey, valued Jim. Sponsor to this radio show.
Hey, Larry.
And I know how much you love this radio station, and we appreciate how much you love this radio station.
Yeah, I wouldn't be here without you guys.
And that you know, from time to time, when I thought about reaching out to you last week, because it has been a bit since you've been on,
yep,
in front of the microphone, I'd like to give you a little bit of leeway to kind of give me an idea what you want to be able to be involved in a segment. Again, you're somebody who's involved with a lot of different. A Chamber of Commerce, a lot of events, and you brought this one forth. And joining us, we have Matt York. Matt, welcome to Monday Night Talk.
Thank you. Good evening.
And Matt is here to, courtesy of Peter Brown, to talk a little bit about the 6th Annual Party for the Pantry, Party for the Pembroke Food Pantry. Now, what I'm going to do, Peter, is I'm going to kind of give you the reins a little bit. Because this was your idea. The genesis of all this came from you.
Is this like driver's ed when I finally get to drive by myself?
Yeah, but I have a little wheel over here, so just in case you happen to go the wrong way.
No, it's the emergency brake.
Yeah. I have that too, yeah.
He's got his finger on the button when he's going to shut it off. Yeah.
But what made you think when I said, what would you like to do for a second? What made you automatically think of this event, which is actually taking place this Friday, December 11th at 7 p.m., at the Pembroke Country Club? What made you think of Matt and this event?
Well, we've been involved with Matt for the past 6 years with the Pembroke Food Pantry, and we also, our shop where it's at 575 Washington Street, we have a drop-off for anybody who wants to drop food items in. Matt's always been very heavily involved with the community, and I wanted to help to get the word out, especially this year with the way the economy is. Even though it still looks like it's good, there's still a lot of people that are still having problems. And this time of year especially, it's hard. And Matt does a great job raising awareness for the food pantry, and I felt that we should help.
Now, from what I understand, 6 years ago, you and your wife created this very event. Why?
So back in, it was 6 years ago, there was a newspaper at the time run by Josh Cutler called the Pembroke Express, and I was involved with that paper. And there was a front page article in that paper about how the shelves were basically empty at the food pantry around Christmas time. And it's kind of a funny story. My wife and I were relatively new to Pembroke, and we had met all these people, but we didn't necessarily feel like we knew people well enough to invite them to our home for a Christmas party. And we said, well, maybe we could just have like this little thing for the food pantry.
Get together, yeah.
And then maybe somebody would come. And people came, and we raised a bunch of money. And after that, it became clear that it was going to be an annual thing, and I will do this apparently till I die. So here we are in year 6, and it's just grown and gotten better and better each year. So it's been great.
What do you look to do? Is it necessarily that you look to raise money, or do you hope that people will bring food or vouchers? And maybe other businesses might get involved too?
Yeah, so it's a real cross-section of the town. I mean, we have a company named Good Deeds that Janet LaBerge brings her big giant truck, and a bunch of people bring a bunch of food, and we just load up her truck, and she drives it over to the food pantry the next morning. We have a bunch of vendors that donate things like face painting and you know, pictures with Santa and all those types of things for the young kids. We have a slew of different small businesses and families that have donated, you know, a bunch of different raffle items, auction items, and things like that. So, and nobody has been more of a champion than Peter. I mean, he's just been awesome. So, that's been huge.
I remember when my father first came into the town, and we were, it was like early 60s. I think I was like maybe 3. And we had the welcome wagon, the fire chief came over, the police chief came over, and they introduced himself. And then in the early 70s, my father got laid off. And back then, before they had welfare or anything mm-hmm. like that, we used to have to get chits, you know, sheets or tickets to go get cheese in Braintree. So, you know, and people around the town were always helping us, when especially when my father was out of work, finding odd jobs for us and stuff like that. So we grew up giving back, and this is the way we want to give back. I mean, we want to make sure that the community is healthy and people get what they need. And Matt, I saw what Matt was doing, and I really felt that I needed to get involved with it to help him with it. And the food pantry, I remember that day, that 8 years ago, when I went and had an opportunity to go down and look around, and it's nothing like seeing shelves empty and people looking for things that they just can't get. And I felt that this is a good opportunity to help for that.
Matt, when you first wanted to get involved and do something, why so much the Pembroke food? Why the food pantry? Why not something else? Why this event? Was it just the first thing that hit you, the first thing that you came in contact with?
Yeah, sure. So at the time, I had my oldest daughter was 3, my youngest was 1, and it just... You know,
good times right there when they're that little. Oh my!
I figured, you know, I'm not sleeping. I might as well do something.
That doesn't happen.
But no, I mean, you know, I mean, my everybody was losing their jobs. This was 2009, 2010. It was just a really tough time.
Yep.
And you know, just the idea of not being able to put food on the table was just a frightening thing. And it wasn't like I was, you know, I had a bunch of extra for myself, but I just felt like, you know, at least I was able to get food on there, and for anybody that couldn't, it just was just a horrible thought to me. So,
what was after the first couple of years? I mean, what was some of the feedback that you got from the pantry and some of the folks who worked there? I mean, what were they saying to you?
Yeah, it's been really great. I mean, this woman named Carol Ferguson started this, you know, over 30 years ago, and it's in this small little area in the community center, in the center of Pembroke. Another woman named Carol Demers and Carol Ferguson's son Bill really run this place week to week. And you know, around the holidays and stuff, people think about giving, you know, giving to the pantry. But you know, in the summer, in those months where people might not be thinking about it, people are still hungry. And so a lot of what we're able to do is give them money, and then when they're in a spot where they need stuff, they can, you know, go out and get it if they have to, or you know, they're able to kind of make it work. So,
what has the impact of this one event been over the years on that food pantry? Has it, what type of tangible, you know, difference has it made this one event alone?
You know, I think they could probably answer that better. I know that there's kind of two things that happen in around this time of year. The Boy Scouts in Pembroke go around and they collect just a slew of food.
Mm.
And so they really stock the shelves like crazy this time of year. And then we do a lot of that, but we also give them a lot of the money. And so I think it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a nice combination having those two together. And, you know, they've been okay the last few years. And I always tell Bill, I'm like, if you need help, let us know and we'll put the word out and try to raise, you know, money if we need to do it during the year as well. So I haven't heard from him, so I guess that's a good thing. So
where do we stand right now? How do you stand set for this Friday's event? Do you have enough raffle items, stuff to auction off? You still looking for businesses to assist and get involved? Where do things stand right now?
Yeah, we've got about 40 items, a little over that right now. We've got let me just quickly say, this started out as an adult event, and as my kids got older, they started attending this, and then all their kids, so it's morphed into this, like, family event, which was not the original intention.
It's called community.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
So it's an awesome thing. And so, I mean, we have things like Bruins tickets that were donated by JetBlue, which is just, you know, going to be awesome for some family to take their kids. We have a bunch of items, you know, that are family-based, but then we have other things that, you know, for somebody that wants to get a, you know, a spa treatment or things like that. So if the, if there are people out there that would like to give to us, they absolutely can do that. We're more than happy to take more auction and raffle items because, you know, it's just good. It's easy shopping. We joke that the husbands go around and just kind of do their Christmas shopping when they're there because, you know, they look around and, you know, it's easier than them going to the mall, you know, so...
Yeah, knowing that I was out at the mall, this I concur that it, in fact it would be an easier time. But I see Peter smiling. And Peter, how many of these have you attended? Are you going to be doing some shopping yourself?
I always do shopping. Yeah, I can pick up some nice stuff. I'll tell you.
Yeah, like what? What have you picked up in the past?
I got a fossil from the guy next door, right next to the neighbor over in WATD. It's a California. It's an old. I think it's like a squid. It's like 40,000 years old. It's a piece of block. I won it at a silent auction, so it was good.
Okay.
Yeah. But one of the things that I want to ask you was, what days do they open the food pantry? Was it Wednesdays?
Yeah, it's the pantry itself is open on Wednesday mornings from 8:30 to 11:30. So that's if people need food, that's when they can go. You can always call there, and they'll make arrangements to to get you food if they need it in between those times. But yeah, most people go on a Wednesday morning. They stock up for what they need. I mean, it's a you know, I've been down there a number of times, and you have a lot of senior citizens that are on fixed budgets that they go and they just get, you know, whatever they need to get them through to the next week. So,
now you mentioned that this started out as an adult event. This has morphed where there are kids now. So I would think that other than, I don't think the kids can be going around doing the raffles, but I think you have events for kids as well, right?
Well, it's kind of nice at the country club because it's two rooms. You have the bar area, and then you have this big, large second room.
Oh.
So the kids...
So it's like the adult table and then the kids' table.
Right, so the parents can hide from their children. They can, you know, have a couple drinks and, you know, do the auction raffle thing. The kids are on the other side. We have crafts. We have Santa. We have, you know, all kinds of face painting, all this stuff. All of it's free, you know, once they get in. And there's free food and stuff like that. So we have all the parents. We encourage them to bake a dessert and bring a dessert. So we have this just pile of sugar. And you can imagine how this goes by about 10 o'clock at night. It is.
Well, I mean, if you're giving it to them at 7 or 8 o'clock at night, it won't wear off until about 1 or 2 o'clock.
But I do want to say that like it is sectioned off. So please, for people that you know feel like they don't want to hear a bunch of screaming kids, you can hide from them if you don't have kids. You know,
Okay. Yeah. So give us more details. So if folks want to get tickets, now I'm sure the tickets cost money.
They do.
Okay.
Let's talk about that.
Brought it up.
So it's, you know, this price I don't think has changed since the first year. It's $25 for a family. It's $15 for an individual. They can go to our website, which is Facebook. We're on Facebook, facebook.com, and we're just Party for the Pantry. So facebook.com/partyforthepantry. You can buy tickets online through that website. There's a link there. You can buy tickets at the door. If you're planning on attending, just buy them in advance, honestly, because we get swamped with people right at the beginning. It's just faster for us to kind of get people in the door. But you can certainly get tickets at the door.
Peter, was there anything that I haven't asked that you want to ask?
Are you going to be having any entertainment that night?
We'll have music.
Besides you.
Right, exactly, yeah.
We will have DJ Matt York will be playing all of the best holiday music that we have. We actually have the high school every year. Austin Glass, who's the music director at Pembroke High School, every year he has sent up a group of kids to play for the first half hour or so. So he has a saxophone quartet that's coming up this year, and they're going to play for the first half hour. And then we have a few people that are threatening to dance this year. We've always said that there's dancing, but nobody ever seems to dance.
Are we going to hear any of the Matt York originals?
No, Matt York original music will be played this year. We're going to wait that next year.
I like that, threatening to dance.
Yes.
Threatening to have a good time.
So, yeah. So it's awesome, and I thank both of you so much for letting me help get the word out.
I also want to kind of throw in here, because some of my notes here.
Yeah.
Is Santa supposed to be making is Santa coming or no?
Yeah, so that's one of the best things is about me is I have this really
connected. You can DJ and you know Santa.
I know Santa. Yeah, and I'm very rarely naughty. So, you know, anybody can get Santa to come visit in July. You know, a Friday night in December, I've got that kind of pull.
Okay.
So, yeah, so he will be coming by, free pictures with Santa. And
so that's a big draw.
Yeah, he's a big Santa, and he's awesome. So, yeah, everybody loves Santa.
Again, you are listening to Monday Night Talk, and we are speaking with Matt York, as he and his wife, Beth, six years ago, put together the annual party for the pantry, seeing a need to help others. They have helped create this this growing event that seems to be doing well every year. Is there anything that you feel that you might want people to bring that we haven't mentioned, or that you feel is needed by the pantry on a regular basis?
Absolutely. Let me just say too, my wife and I started this. There's a number of other people, a woman named Janet White, Josh Cutler,
with some friends. Yes, some friends.
Yeah,
there's a long list, but
as far as
you're here now, so you get the yeoman's work.
I'm the one that's sleepless the week of it. Definitely. So one of the things that we always encourage people to bring are like toiletry type items, shaving cream, razor blades, deodorant, things like that, shampoo. People never, you can't get that stuff with food stamps, a lot of these items. So a lot of times people that are on fixed incomes or things like that, these are items they never think of buying. But we always say, bring paper towels, bring toilet paper, things like that, because all that stuff is stuff you have to buy anyway, right? So, so we could use, but as much food as they have, and if people are coming and they want to just bring a dessert as well for the party itself, by all means, and bring their checkbooks. We're going to have the fancy credit card thing, I think, so we'll be able to,
swipe or no swipe.
Yeah, we're coming after the money on Friday.
There you go. So. Now, does your dad make an appearance, Peter, or no?
I don't know. I don't think so tonight, but I'm going to ask him. He might come in after Santa, but we're not sure. So
now, how about Josh? Is there a chance we see
Josh
the state
rep? Josh has never missed. We have, I think Peter's one of them. I think we have about six people that have made every single one of these.
Dedicated group.
Yeah.
I think I heard Josh might do some stand-up. He was talking.
Well, really?
Yeah.
That'll be over by Santa.
Exactly.
So, you have that to look forward to. And,
Now, have you already gotten your Christmas shopping out of the way? Have you done any of it? We should talk a little.
Right. So, my wife generally can't stand me this week because I'm just like, what's going to happen on Friday? And then Saturday comes and everything's all better, and then I become Christmas guy. And I'm like, woohoo!
Really?
So, And then I order a bunch of stuff online, and that's about all I do.
Online's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you like that too, Peter?
This is the only time of year I get to spend money without being accosted.
Really?
Yep. The credit card comes out the day after Thanksgiving. I'm allowed to use it till the day before Christmas.
But you have a cap. You have to have a cap.
No cap. No.
You have to have.
As long as everything
because
goes.
Because you are such a generous and nice
as
guy.
As long as. I have it. Yeah.
I see you.
But it has to go to the wife. And as long as the wife's name's on every one of those presents, I'm all set.
Really?
I have a blast. I love shopping. That's why we have somebody that says no in the office.
Really?
Yeah.
The work one.
Exactly.
Who says no the best in your office?
I'm not commenting.
Why? Because that person might be listening.
Might be listening.
They
Happy
might
Hanukkah,
hear the podcast
right?
later.
Exactly. Yeah.
I just want to make sure I also remind folks that following Monday Night Talk tonight, that Stan and the gang are actually going to be out on. I think they're doing a remote. Is this 37 Foot Productions in Hacienda Studios? I guess that's it in Rockland. Is that right, Larry? Just
Hacienda.
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 Wow. Hacienda. What are they doing there?
Pizza,
beer, and music.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you been there before?
No, but I've heard about it. Seems like it's pretty cool. We should go there one time.
So, just so folks, normally Stan and the gang, they're here in studio, and they usually get the party going, so they're actually going to be traveling to the party with the food and the drink, and the entertainment's going to be. So, if you don't tune into them here after this program, stop by in Rockland, 375 Liberty Street, and check out Stan and the gang. Tell them that we actually sent you.
Peter
down
sent
there.
You. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Peter sent you because Peter's that kind of a guy.
Knock on that door.
And again, just to remind you, if you can, please. I know Matt and Beth and the whole gang of folks who helped put this together would love to have folks turn out to this. Again, Facebook page. The Facebook page is what again, Peter?
Facebook.com/partyforthepantry.
And then where is it going to be?
It's going to be on Friday, 7 p.m. at the Pembroke Country Club.
Located at?
West Elm Street in Pembroke.
And that's the Hanover side of West Elm, not the north side of Pembroke. So it's right. West Elm. Yeah.
Anything that we've forgotten?
Bring food.
Bring food. All right. Well, we thank you, Matt, very much for coming in.
Thank you.
We hope that your event is successful. Peter, you're going to stay for this?
Yep.
You
don't have to shake my hand.
You're going to stay here. We are going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to talk cars. We're going to talk with Junior D'Amato, Monday Night Talk's automotive expert, guy that Joe Rossi loves, right here. In just a few minutes on 95.9 WATD. Don't go anywhere.
Is Monday Night Talk with your host Kevin Tachi on 95.9 WATD.